Blog Talk Radio.
This is Order Militaris Radio coming to you at 9 a.m. Our topic has changed a bit, quite a bit, actually. With us is the president of Order Militaris Incorporated, Brother Alexis Bonolo. We have some breaking details. Go for it.
So why don't you start by saying what happened and ask me some questions, AJ?
All right, hour or so before we got on the show, the International Headquarters Twitter account, Militaris Cast, has been suspended, which they said was going to be for 12 hours. Now it says a few days for criticizing the outrageousness of what has happened in the last few days, where two journalists and a conservative activist were detained and deported back to their home countries. Now, on this matter of the suspension, do we believe it came directly from the Prime Minister, Theresa May?
She's directly responsible because our tweet, our so-called offensive tweet, wasn't sent to anyone, and it wasn't visible by anyone other than herself. We tweeted it to her. There are members who follow our account. We have 10,000. But we are a member-only account. So in the sense of if you don't agree with what we're doing or you don't like what we're doing, we block you, okay, because it's only for members and it's a private way of promoting ourselves in the general forum. So we're not a political organization. And no one would have seen our tweet in the United Kingdom except someone reading her Twitter account. So I can't see how anyone would object to it, unless, of course, the British government has spies reading our Twitter feed, and then they may have seen it. But then again, that goes back to her responsibility, because why should the British government be monitoring a U.S. corporation's booster club that exists solely to help us sell $10 million in private stock offerings? I think you'd have to say clearly she is personally responsible. Her government is responsible. She's at least established some office that watches people that tweet to them and persecutes them. And she doesn't like it. It's just outrageous.
Yeah. Before we got started and before all this happened, I was watching the exclusive interview of Lauren Southern with Tommy Robinson in Calais, France, where she still can't go home to Canada. And she said,
"Wait, what's happened to her?"
She's the second journalist detained because of the same stuff we're exposing it on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter about what happened to Jada Franson and all those people. She said it wasn't like they were waiting for her, but it was like they had a list of events going on, and her name was on one of these events. And they thought, Okay, let's stop her. And so she exposed the Terrorism Act of the UK that the British citizens don't even know about. She handed this pamphlet that she was given by the police, saying, "This is what you're being detained for." She handed it to Tommy Robinson. He's like, "I'm a British citizen, and I have never heard of this in my life." So where they can stop the person and tells them, "You do not have the right to remain silent." Means they can question you all they want, which they did to her. And I mean, it happened to the one American journalist, Brittany Pettibone, who is going to London to interview Tommy Robinson, and her boyfriend, a conservative activist from Austria, he was going to give a speech on freedom of speech. And this lady, or probably the same thing to cover that speech. And now this happens to Ordo Militaris Catholicus. And we did not step on the border of the UK. We are sitting in our, where we live in the United States. People say, "I don't believe in coincidences." Well, it's almost putting two to two together. What happened to the people on the British border here seems almost identical, except we're not on the border of the UK. I mean, it's like they'll allow in Islamic terrorists, they'll allow in pedophiles, they'll allow in anything and everything under the sun that is horrible and a security risk, but they don't allow in a Catholic, conservative, American journalist, Brittany Pettibone, and her Austrian Catholic boyfriend, and the Canadian conservative journalist. So I'm thinking, as we pointed out yesterday, become a type of police state worse than under Joseph Stalin.
I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking over there in England and what they think they have the right to do, but to suspend the Twitter account of the Booster Club of an American corporation, which is essential to our business program of selling $10 million in stock, without which we can't even raise any funds without our Twitter account. That's how we communicate to the public. It's through our members association. Our actual corporate site has not been suspended, but our corporate site, we don't engage in public activities for obvious reasons, which is just there to run the corporate activities. But our membership association, Militaris Cath, is where our members, our boosters, our investors talk among one another and get information out about the order and how to support our PMC. So I just filed an official complaint with the British ambassador in Washington, Sir Kim Darroch. And if you would like to file a complaint with him, you can call him at 1-202-588-6500. That's 1-202-588-6500. Sir Kim Darroch. And if you want to write them a letter of complaint, you write to British Embassy Inquiry at gmail.com. British Embassy Inquiry at gmail.com. It's kind of inconceivable that it would be using an insecure email to take complaints, but it shows you that they don't really give a care about any complaints received.
When you were on the phone with the embassy, I heard that part, and it was before we went live, just about a minute before. I broke out laughing.
Well, because after getting information how to contact, I let the woman on the phone have it. I said, this is absolutely outrageous. This woman is a disgrace to your country. The action of the British government against our corporation is a disgrace to England, to your traditions of liberty. Our corporation's not going to buy any more products from the United Kingdom. And this is absolutely outrageous behavior. You've disgraced yourself. It's absolutely disgraceful that the Prime Minister's office should ask that our Twitter account in the United States be shut down. Our Twitter account that has nothing to do with the United Kingdom. I mean, we just comment on all issues in the world regarding Christian persecution. And the topic in the news this week is what was done to various Christian activists in the United Kingdom, beginning with the British First Party. But the tweet they went after is just outrageous. First, let me – I want to read the letter of a complaint I just sent to the British ambassador so everyone knows, you know, what this is about. And then I'll read the tweet that Twitter has identified as being offensive, although they don't say why it's offensive. Say, dear Ambassador Kim Darroch, in my capacity as president of Ordo Militaris Incorporated, a Montana corporation dedicated to the defense and security of Christians who are persecuted for their faith, I'm writing to file a formal complaint to your government, which has had our Twitter account, Militaris Cath, suspended. This is an outrageous violation of American sovereignty and the economic and civil liberty of our American corporation. I protest this in the strongest terms and demand that you have your private office withdraw its complaint to Twitter for our tweet, which merely criticized the lack of equity in the application of UK laws. This is also an outrageous attack on our corporation, which by means of this account run by our members is assisting it in selling our $10 million in private stock offerings, and without which our business model cannot operate. I will not fail to bring this outrage to the attention of the incoming U.S. Secretary of State. Sincerely, Brother Alexis Pagnola, Ordo Militaris, Inc., Helena, Montana. So, you know, it's a very calm letter. I could have said worse, but this is an official complaint. Let me now read to you the notice that Twitter gave. Now, Twitter has a habit of shutting your account down when you're not active on it. And for about 20 minutes, I wasn't active on it. I was doing some other things. And then I'd go back to my browser and I see this complaint here. So let me read this complaint. It says, we have temporarily eliminated some of your account features for the account Ordo Militaris Catholicus HQ at Militaris Cath. What happened? We have determined that this account violated the Twitter rules, specifically for one, violating our rules against hateful conduct. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual gender orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. So they're claiming that we threatened other people. Okay, so I'm a Franciscan. I'm an order dedicated to peace. I haven't threatened anyone in my life with physical violence. Okay, so here's the actual tweet. Dated 1:19 a.m. on the 13th of March, 2013. I think that timestamp is I don't know that time. I was not awake at 1 in the morning, but I think that's because it's based on Twitter's headquarters. Okay, so this is what it says. This is so-called hateful conduct. They're saying this tweet promotes violence or threatens or harasses other people. Okay, so listen to this tweet. Whom does the government of Theresa May think they are fooling by prosecuting Christians for religiously aggravated harassment, but letting a horde of Muslims rape, pillage, bomb, stab, and run over and preach hate to tens of thousands with impunity and the gimmick of toleration? So you can see that from the grammatical structure, it's just a question to Theresa May, so it can't be a threat. Questions aren't threats, okay? These questions also don't promote hate. It's merely a statement of fact. The fact that our account dared to identify the religion of the people raping, pillaging, bombing, stabbing, and running over and preaching hate is not a crime of hate. It's not a crime of hate to say that apples are red. That's not a crime of hate against yellow apples, okay? It's not a crime of hate to say that a murder was black because some murderers are black. I'm of Italian descent, and if someone says an Italian stabbed someone viciously to death, I don't think it's a crime of hate. I think it's just a statement of fact, if in fact he's Italian. So there's no one in this tweet that's even particularly identified. So who are these people raping, pillaging, bombing, stabbing, and running over and preaching hate? You could argue that other people are doing that in England too, not just Muslims. But nevertheless, we're an organization that focuses on the persecution of Christians, and it's a matter of actually documented fact. We didn't assert these people are Muslims. The British press identifies them as Muslims. So there's nothing hateful or it obviously doesn't violate Point 1. So it's clear that and the consequences of this tweet are, as a result, we have temporarily limited some of your account features. While still browse Twitter, actually cannot browse Twitter, but you are limited to only sending direct messages. As a matter of fact, I can't send any direct messages to your followers. You cannot tweet, retweet, no tweets, retweets, or follows or likes. Now, why would retweeting other people's things or following other people or liking other people's tweets be hateful or promoting hate? That doesn't make any sense. And why would, if out of our, I think, how many 60,000 tweets, I don't know how many tweets we've tweeted, it's pretty up there, they found only one tweet, what would be the likelihood that another tweet would be hateful, even though it isn't hateful? So it's pretty clear that this tweet only offended Theresa May, and that her government requested Twitter to trump up some charge against our corporation and shut our account down, because she's on a steamroller of persecuting Christians in her country, and she's an absolute vicious, anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, bigoted tyrant. I mean, the woman is an absolute disgrace to humanity, let alone to British history. And as a member of the Tory party to do things, she is further left than the leader than Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, who I don't think would have the gumption to do such a piece of embarrassing, trashy behavior. So it's absolutely disgraceful. And Twitter doesn't have to consent to this, because this tweet doesn't promote hate, okay? It doesn't promote terrorism. It just is asking a question to the prime minister. Whom does he think he's fooling? The mere fact that our corporation's account, our members' association's account that helps our corporation was suspended, proves everything this tweet sought to acquire. I mean, can you imagine standing up in Parliament and asking this question, and Theresa May sending the bobbies to have you arrested? That's pretty much what it is. I mean, if she can get away with this against an American company, which isn't even in the borders of England, what is she going to start doing to members of Parliament, okay, who disagree with her? So it's absolutely outrageous, and she's on jihad. She's on she's begun a campaign of political jihad against people she perceives as threatening her political role in England. And this tweet no way and threats her. I mean, it's just a question. And since we're an organization and our members are all dedicated to defense and security of Christians, it's a perfectly decent, honest, and straightforward question by another entity in some other part of the world about what the press is reporting is going on in England. And if that threatens her so much that she's going to threaten Twitter to shut us down and destroy our entire business model, that's an outrage. It's an outrage against American sovereignty. It's an outrage against the rights of Christians. And it's an outrage against Catholics. And you may not know anything about our corporation. You might not know anything about our order. You may not be Christian. You might be Catholic. But if the Prime Minister of England can start destroying companies outside of the boundaries of the United Kingdom, and if the Prime Minister of England is allowed to destroy the business models of U.S. corporations that are legitimate in the United States, then what does American sovereignty mean, and what has Britain become? Britain has become worse than Nazi Germany. I don't know any case where Adolf Hitler asked shut down some company in the United States. And this is an outrage, and I hope the incoming Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who's an Italian-American, does something about it. And I'm an Italian-American, and I'm outraged. I filed a complaint also with our House representative, John Forte of Montana, and I expect some action on this, because there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, first of all, they lied. They say we are temporarily eliminating your account features. No, you're permanently eliminated. He said you can still browse. No, I cannot browse. You can still send direct messages. I cannot. We cannot send direct messages, and we cannot do anything else. So when you file a complaint, they have only one thing you can do. You can file a complaint, or you can delete the tweet. But since the tweet can't be seen by anyone else, now this tweet is not visible, as far as I know, anywhere on the internet. So, except in tweeted images of the complaint. So really, why are they suspending the account? Since they could have just deleted the tweet. And they want us to press a button that says delete the tweet. And no, we're not going to delete that tweet. That's perfectly free speech. There's nothing wrong with it. If you insist that we delete that tweet, otherwise you will destroy our company's business plan, then we're going to sue you. I'll sue you for $10 million because that's our $10 million. That's our current stock offering. And Twitter can afford paying us $10 million. And I hope that everyone listening to this speaks about this on radio, and we're looking for legal counsel because this is absolutely intolerable. I mean, you can't public – what's the purpose of Twitter if you can't tweet to a head of state and ask them a question without being silenced? I mean, head of state is not even a member of your country. I mean, what's it going to be next if we tweet to the leader of North Korea to his Twitter account? I don't know if he has one. We're going to be shut down. Is that the kind of image that Twitter Inc. has wants for itself? Is that the level of moral accountability they've sunk to? So you can contact the general counsel of Twitter through LinkedIn. She's actually on Twitter, and her name is Vijaya Gadde. VijayaGadde, and you can send her a contact request, and in that you can include a message where you protest, or you could just come to you could just make a statement about it, and when you mention her name, it will appear in her notices. As far as Twitter is concerned, on their website, I don't know if there's even an address for their legal counsel. I've looked for it before. I've never succeeded in finding it. So they are so confident that they're operating their company in an upright, honest way that they hide their contact information, which just shows you how despicably dishonest Twitter is. So it's normal legal practice that you write them first and send them a cease and desist and make no public statements, but that has failed for so many other organizations. I think it would be a waste of time even to talk about that. So we've done nothing wrong, you know. We just a question to the government. Why are you treating Christians so harshly and apparently treating Muslims so leniently? Okay, that's a simple question. You shouldn't. That's not promoting hate. There's nothing hate. Matter of fact, if you look at all our tweets, you'll see that we've many times tweeted out that we do not hate Muslims. We block anyone who says all Muslims should be killed, and or Islam should be destroyed, or Mecca should be bombed. We block people like that because we're not against Muslims. We don't hate Muslims. Okay. You know, it's absolutely outrageous behavior. I mean, it's kind of like it's indicative of a corporation that is so eager to persecute free speech that they're now just shooting everyone, okay, even the innocent. You know, this is totally immoral behavior. You know, as far as in my opinion. So, call your representatives. Call the British ambassador. I'll give you his contact name number again. His contact number is 1-202-588-6500. Let's try to get 100 calls in this morning. His name is Sir Kim Darroch. You can say, I want to file an official complaint with the British ambassador for the persecution of Ordo Militaris Catholicus, an international association dedicated to defense and security of Christians, by the Prime Minister's office in the UK, who asked Twitter to suspend their membership association's account, official account, in the United States, headquartered out of Montana, over which the Prime Minister has no jurisdiction, okay? She shouldn't even be issuing complaints because no one saw that tweet but her, okay, and our private members of our association. So it's no way threatening her government. So she's completely gone off the wall, okay, and filing a complaint with Twitter. And it's outrageous. Twitter's not spying on us, as far as I know. And we haven't had any major problem with Twitter. I mean, the only objection they had to us maybe last year is we tweeted an image of an actual terrorist attack, and they didn't like the graphic nature of it. Okay, that was about it. You know, so they've never accused us of promoting hatred, terrorism, or anything like that. So And as far as I know, we don't have anyone who supports Theresa May, and no one tweeted to us at all about our comments against the British government. And it wasn't the only tweet. I think it was maybe 26 tweets. No one issued the slightest complaint or disagreement. So it's not like we were hurting her reputation with anyone who thought well of her, or we never even asked anyone not to vote for her, okay, you know, because we're not a political organization. We don't support candidates, and we don't speak in favor of one candidate and another during election time. But we do have an interest in protecting Christians, and we do have members of our association in the British Isles. And, you know, it's just obvious that this behavior is intolerable, and the government needs to be asked a question. But if Theresa May cannot suffer one tweet from an American company asking such a question, or companies supporting members asking such a question, because they say it's not from our company, it's from our member association, then she has serious anger management issues. Okay, as elected leader of a free society, she shouldn't be acting that way. You know, okay, that's just, you know, you shouldn't lash out at people because you don't like their question. You know, I hope to Parliament, and someone in the opposition reads our tweet and asks her why her office asked our corporate booster club, our religious association, is to be suspended. So it's really outrageous behavior.
Yeah.
And it's intolerable. And I don't think any American or a UK citizen should tolerate this. And this persecution is going to go on unless people make a stink of it. So if you want a case to fight for that's squeaky clean, this is the case, because we're a Christian organization dedicated to the defense and security of persecuted Christians. We only asked the British government a question in the person of the Prime Minister, and no one saw our tweet but the person operating her Twitter account, unless she has spies following us. And for the sake of argument, I won't concede that she does, because we've not engaged in any criminal activity. So it's really way beyond the pale, way beyond any sense of proper and normal behavior for a free society. And it's an attack on American sovereignty. If American companies are subject to this kind of attack from the British government, why do we even consider them an ally? Okay, this violates the whole concept of free trade. And probably violates our trade agreement with the United Kingdom, because the UK government can't punish an American corporation that has no business in England. We don't sell anything in England. We don't have any subsidiaries in England. So, you know, it's just bizarre. It's just outrageous. So you can contact the British ambassador in the U.S., Sir Kim Darroch, D-A-R-O-C-H, at 1-202-588 6500, or you can write a complaint to British Embassy Inquiry at gmail.com, and or you can call your state senator or state representative and bring this to their attention. It's kind of hard to contact the Secretary of State this morning because he's moving from the CIA over to the State Department. So, and I, with all the Hillary's appointees in the State Department, I don't know if his message would ever get to him, but if you know Mike Pompeo personally and you're a congressman, please bring this to his attention. And it's just intolerable behavior. We didn't call for the hatred of Muslims. We didn't call for threats of violence against them. And we're not harassing any particular individual, even a class. I'm sure there's tens of thousands of Muslims in the United Kingdom who would have asked the same question. You know, why do we get special treatment and Christians don't? Okay. Because anyone could have tweeted that, regardless of their religion. It's just a statement of fact. So if you can't even now tweet the truth on Twitter, then what is the purpose of Twitter Incorporated? Do they see themselves as a mind control organization, as a free speech control organization, as a tool of political harassment of foreign governments against U.S. citizens? I mean, stockholders and investors, especially the Vanguard group, should consider seriously what's going on, because Vanguard owns, I think, like 40% of their stock in eight different funds. And I would ask the founder of Vanguard to take note of what's happened. And this is, do you really want to invest in a company like this that is so vicious against fellow U.S. corporations, their investors, you know? Imagine if the investors in Vanguard start a club and say something about the British Prime Minister and he shuts their social media accounts down because the U.S. companies comply with it. I think it's intolerable. I think everyone will agree it's intolerable. I think the founder of Vanguard would consider it intolerable, and any U.S. corporate executive intolerable. I, as president and CEO of Order Militaris Inc., I find it intolerable, and I hope that my equals in U.S. corporations also find it intolerable.
Yeah. Just everything seems to be going horribly wrong in the UK. Started in the weekend, then yesterday with Laura Southern, then today with Ordo Militaris Catholicus, who did not travel to the UK.
Exactly. I mean, I could see if you attended a conference and said something they don't like, okay? Maybe there's some ground. There's absolutely no ground to this at all. This tweet probably never entered the United Kingdom other than in the Twitter account of Theresa May's private secretary, social media club. I don't know how many people they have on her staff to do her Twitter account. And she doesn't follow that many people, so I don't think she follows anyone on Twitter or would even pay attention to it unless she has your notifications turned on. It's to the extreme. I mean, what are we going to expect next in the United Kingdom? They're going to start breaking down the Christian churches and shooting people dead because they got up from the pulpit and said, you know, Islam's not the true faith, the Christianity is. I mean, what kind of persecution is she contemplating? This level of hatred, this level of irrational behavior conceals a much deeper malignity, okay, wickedness. And when she gave her talk on Islamophobia last spring after hundreds of Brits have been injured and killed in four or five terrorist attacks, and she just came out in Parliament and only spoke about Islamophobia, I personally began to question her mental sanity because it just was absolute bizarre behavior. But as I look at it now, I think because her biggest concern is not national security. Her biggest concern is political security, and she realizes that these events risk her party from holding power and risk the rise of a party to her right that would defeat both the Tory and the Labour party in the next parliamentary elections. And that's her only concern. How many people die in England? How many people are raped in England? How many children are raped, murdered, stabbed, butchered? You know, how many soldiers cut up in the street by knives? She evidently doesn't care about that. She only cares about people like Tommy Robinson making a video or other people from outside the United Kingdom coming into England just to speak about free speech. And now it seems her lunacy is extended to the absolute infinite limit of calling up American companies and asking them to shut down the social media accounts of American companies simply because they ask her a question, which she could have responded to. She could have responded to our tweet and say, I think you're exaggerating. Or not all those crimes were committed by Muslims, or the people who committed them, they might have been Muslim, they weren't acting in accord with the Islamic faith. You know, that's how you engage in civilized conversation. You don't ask someone's Twitter account to be shut down so that they can't even sell their stock and operate as a company. That is, you know, like absolutely extremist behavior, you know. But the liberals in Europe are absolutely If they don't get any, if they can't tolerate the slightest criticism, they will proceed to persecution. We saw that in Nazi Germany. We've seen that in Stalinist Russia and in Maoist China, and we saw that in communist Cambodia. If a government is allowed to not tolerate free discourse, then they will proceed to open physical persecution. And it's a very serious matter, and I don't think anyone should take it lightly.
I just can't wait to see what comes next. I mean, okay, you're just sitting here on Twitter doing the tweets for the order. All of a sudden, my breaking news followers start exploding. American journalist Brittany Pettibone and her boyfriend from Austria, he dame. I mean, it denied her the right to see the ambassador to the United States.
Really? How could it be? That's a violation of international law.
I don't know. And
because
same thing with, the same thing with this Laura Southern. She asked for counsel from, you know, a lawyer from Canada, which would have been from the embassy. Said nope.
That's outrageous. Because according to international treaty, if you a foreign citizen are arrested in, for example, in the United States, you have the right to appeal to the ambassador of your country and seek legal intervention. Matter of fact, there are cases in the United States where someone is found guilty of a murder, and it's thrown out of court because the police did not allow the person to appeal to their ambassador, and that's a standard international treaty. So. If they're violating their treaty with the United States, it's a very serious affair, very serious affair. And I don't think the Trump administration should tolerate that kind of behavior. I mean, if Trump believes that America comes first, he has to defend our rights overseas and at home. And evidently, because they were able to do this to an American citizen with impunity, maybe there was no complaint coming out of the State Department because Tillerson was on his way out, they felt that during the gap of not having a Secretary of State, they could go attack an American company too. Well, I hope Mike Pompeo realizes this is absolutely unacceptable behavior by someone who has most favored status with the United States. And I hope members of the Congress should not take this lightly too. You cannot, a government that waits for the change of a Secretary of State to go attack the citizens of that state is really vindictive, is really vicious, and has malign intent, and is no longer a friend of the United States, in my opinion.
Yeah. Only thing different is we weren't handed that pamphlet on the Terrorism Act, and we weren't handed that poorly written letter saying you're now banned from the UK.
You mean that letter that appears written by someone who doesn't know the English language and is a foreigner themselves? Yeah, it's kind of indicative of what's going on in England, that the foreigners are running the government and persecuting citizens, although in those cases they weren't citizens. But, it's really, you know, really outrageous behavior. It could be that Theresa May and her office has some recently arrived foreigner working for her, and he's the one that issued this, complaint. But it's outrageous. I mean, can't people tweet in the United States about world affairs? Or is our freedom of speech going to be limited by foreign governments? Is Twitter actually want a platform where it says it? Because it doesn't say in the use agreement, you're free to say anything on Twitter as long as you don't offend a foreign government. Doesn't say that. And that's basically what they did. They basically reinterpreted their first point of their rule as meaning not offending a foreign government. Because the first rule, as I read in that tweet, the first rule is you may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. So if we were going to take this rule strictly, then somehow I offend Theresa May because I mentioned her race. I didn't mention her race or her ethnicity. I didn't mention her ethnicity, her national origin. I didn't mention her national origin, her sexual orientation. I didn't say anything about her sexual orientation. I don't know what her sexual orientation is. Her gender, I won't say what I think it is because I might offend her. Her gender identity, likewise. But her religious affiliation, I think she's High Church England. I'm not quite sure. Her age, I don't know her age, and I wouldn't ask that because she's a woman out of politeness. Her disability, I haven't mentioned any disability. And her serious disease, I didn't even imply that she had a mental disease in that tweet. There is no way that our tweet violated number one of the user policy. Twitter obviously has no leg to stand on, and they'll be slapped the book in U.S. court as soon as we sue them in federal court for racketeering, because the United States has a nice law that protects a corporation from being persecuted by other companies in such a way as would harm their business plan, their public reputation, their sales of stock, or their sales of products and services. And this is a classic example of a WIKO violation for which we could sue them not only for $10 million in our stock offering, we could sue them for hundreds of millions in penalties and damages because it's obviously religiously motivated. They're obviously doing this to us as Christians, because if a Muslim tweeted this, they wouldn't have suspended them at all. Okay? If we were the Ordo Militaris Islamicus, they wouldn't have suspended us. If we were a defense and security initiative for defending Muslims, they wouldn't have suspended us at all. They did it because we're Catholics. Okay. And then they did it at the request of a foreign government, because, as I say, no one would have seen this tweet, and we don't have anyone ever complain to it. Okay. We don't even allow people who disagree with us to follow us. That's, we block them so that they can't file complaints on us. So this complaint came from Prime Minister May. It's pretty obvious that it did, or someone that is employed to watch tweets sent to her. I don't know how you would do that unless you have access to her account. So it's complete outrage, and there's nothing we can do about it. And it's not only an outrage, it's an absolute lie, because they said we're only going to temporarily block some features of your account, when in fact they blocked our entire account. We cannot just send direct messages, though they say we'll still be able to, so we can't do that. And we can't browse Twitter even.
Yeah.
And only through friends' accounts or other accounts held by members of our order can we view. And if you view them from your account, it doesn't look like our account's being suspended. So they're underhanded. They don't want the public to know what they did to us, because they didn't actually visibly publicly suspend the account. They just privately suspended the account, as if the volunteer that is working on our account is somehow guilty, or the whole corporation is guilty, all the members of corporation are guilty. When one out of like 60,000 tweets, I don't know how many tweets are on our account, is they find offensive for no reason that even violates their policy. There's no way that any reasonable person using this policy could deduce that this tweet would be offensive, because it doesn't fit that policy. It doesn't promote violence. It doesn't threaten. And it doesn't harass anyone in particular, even in general. Just as if this tweet was, you know, who are you fooling by prosecuting Christians for religiously aggravated harassment, but letting a horde of, say, any ethnicity or religion in the world? And, you know, I'm sure there are Muslims that commit crimes in England, but they're probably not bombing, stabbing, and running people over in the street. But nevertheless, if you could list any crime there, and would you be offending Hindus by saying that, or Buddhists if you read Buddhist? I don't think so. No sane person would think so. No one who studies English language at Oxford or Cambridge would think so. So it's obviously politically and religiously motivated harassment of our corporation, and a threatening. And it's obviously a RICO violation by Twitter. I don't think they'd stand in court on it. And if we file a RICO action against Twitter, it can become a class action, because other companies and individuals who had their businesses hurt could join our suit. And then it could go up into the billions of dollars. And personally, I think it would be justified, because the news coming about what Twitter's doing to other people is completely outrageous. And maybe only a RICO lawsuit against them. So if you're a lawyer expert in RICO cases, call me right up. You can have me as a client right away. As president of the corporation, I'm authorized to begin legal actions on our behalf. So I hope the general counsel of Twitter is listening. I hope the stockholders of Twitter are listening. I hope the British ambassador to the United States, and I hope the American ambassador to the United Kingdom, as well as the staff of the State Department, are listening to this, and the congressmen of the Senate and the House, because this is absolute, absolute outrage. Absolute, extraordinary case of persecution of Christians in the United States by the British government.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just shocked by it. I just wasn't expecting it. I mean, get the cases at the border of the UK, or at the UK border when you land at Heathrow Airport in London, but them doing that to an American company in the U.S., I've never heard of such a thing.
I think what caused it is the unjust sentence handed down to the leaders of their first Britain First Party.
Yeah.
I think pretty much everyone realizes that's an unjust sentence. But when you get into the mentality of a Nazi or of a KGB officer, mm-hmm. the fact that they see the people they really hate persecuted in the full broad daylight of the sun by their own government only incites them to more acts of persecution. And if they had done that to Jews, then you would have had the anti-Semites in England come out and start attacking Jews through the government offices. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jada and Paul happened to be Jews, that a Jewish organization like ours would be criticized for saying that tweet, just replace the word Christian with Jew, okay? Because the inequitable application of law in of itself is the strongest public support for prejudice, bigotry, and racism. And to impose those sentences on the leaders of the Britain First Party is promoting, I think this is, that's actively promoting the persecution of Christians in the United Kingdom and now around the whole world by the British government. And it's giving a signal to members of the British government that they can with impunity persecute Christians. And that's a very serious affair. And that's something that no British citizen should take lightly. I think that our Secretary of State and our President of the United States should not also not take lightly. Because the British government has no sovereignty or authority in the United States, and they should keep their hands off U.S. corporations.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a government in Washington, D.C., that will protect U.S. corporations from being persecuted by foreign government in the United States, then we have no sovereignty.
Yeah.
Our borders mean nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And if the British government asked Twitter to do this to us, then Twitter is involved in a conspiracy with a foreign agent to deprive us of our right to run a business in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a massive RICO violation.
Yeah.
Massive.
Okay.
Okay, I'll sign off now, AJ, and let you continue your show.
All right. Thanks for talking about this, and hopefully we get some action.
Okay. God bless. Stay as well.
Stay as well. All right, folks. Now we'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming. As we talking about yesterday in the show, what the heck is wrong with the United Kingdom? Because what happened to my Twitter follower, Brittany Pettibone from the U.S., and her boyfriend from Austria, and now the journalist from Canada, Lauren Southern. And now this, as it's happened to us at Ordo Militaris Catholicus. What can be done to make sure this doesn't happen again? I mean, what's at the core root here? England or Britannia, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, the entire island nation is to be what? Catholic. It hasn't been Catholic since King Henry VIII. Even then, it was getting weaker and weaker. Why doesn't the current monarchy say anything about this? What do we know about the current monarchy of Great Britain, of the United Kingdom? What you may hear will shock you, because your real royal house name is not Windsor. It is Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. Saxe, Coburg. Sorry, I can't read right now. Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. It only changed the name to Windsor in 1877. So back before 1870, It was this German house name. They started to decolonize, meaning the British Empire was in China, India, and a few other places. That's how far the Great British Empire was in mass size. By the House of Windsor, or Saxe-Coburg in Gotha. They began to decolonize Great Britain, meaning to make it what it is today. Means it started to shrink in size. That is why the police force is so small. That is why the military is no longer mighty and large. Now, they also had to change it to make sure it was fully changed to Windsor. Windsor. Where they added the D from into Windsor. In 1917. Because of the anti-German sentiment in the British Empire during the First World War. And during that time, when the D was added to Windsor, that is when the great mighty British Empire had the best navy during the American Revolution. It began to shrink. It became not as powerful. But who is the actual royal house? Of the United Kingdom. Who is actually the one that has the proper rights to the throne and to the crown of St. Edward the Confessor? And how would this change things if England was no longer controlled by a foreign entity that comes from Germany? With the Germans came the Protestant revolt, thanks to Martin Luther, which was the spread of anti-Catholicism and the Protestant idea where they revolted against anything Catholic, which was started by Henry VIII in England. But once the Germans entered into the UK, at Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha, brought with them the Lutheranism of Martin Luther. That is when the turn from true Anglicanism that looks, sounds, and smells like Catholicism turned really into anti-Catholic bigotry. Now, what would it be like if the Catholic monarchy would still be in control? Well, it would be 100% British. The lands and titles taken in the Protestant revolt of Henry VIII would be restored. Those great abbeys, churches, west of the abbey where the tomb of St. Edward's Confessor would be restored to the Catholic Church. Canterbury Cathedral would be restored to the Benedictines. The Benedictines would be given the land of the old Clunic abbeys. The abbey where St. Simon Stock received the brown scapular from Our Lady would be restored. The actual shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham will be back in Catholic hands. So those things would be back in the Catholic hands. But what about how things would be in government? What would that be like? You see, the Catholic journalist Brittany Pettibone being detained because she's a conservative Catholic, and she was going to interview Tommy Robinson. That detainment would not have happened because they wouldn't have found her as a threat. Same thing with Laura Southern or Britney's boyfriend. Neither would have this attack on Ordo Militaris, but that attack would not have happened as well. Why? Well, it'd be so different. Instead of the normal current laws that are being put onto the books that have nothing to do with the Magna Carta or the actual English common law, which is 100% Catholic law, none of the foreign stuff has been introduced into Parliament, that those things that would attack Christianity, attack freedom of speech, attack the freedom of thought, meaning that if you think and say the truth about certain things, like how Jada Fanson and Paul Golding exposed the gang rape shop in England. They wouldn't have been arrested for it if what we said and asked to the Prime Minister about these things, that wouldn't have triggered this massive attack on our American corporation. These unjust laws put forth by the House of Lords and Commons. You are so politically correct, so anti-free speech, anti-Christianity, that they would hurt a corporation in the United States, hurt and detain unjustly citizens of a sovereign nation without the right to counsel. Give them that letter which states things that are not true and say that you agree to it, which is not true. All these things that are unjust that have been recently passed in the British Parliament would be revoked and outlawed. Meaning anything that goes against the natural law, anything that goes against Catholic moral principles, anything that goes against reason, ethics, everything that we are for would be outlawed. Also, if the Catholic monarchy was restored back to Great Britain, it wouldn't be a celebratory role. It would be a governing role. But they would have the last say over certain things of the British Parliament. They would allow the British Parliament to represent the people, you know, vote them in, vote them out. But if something goes against the Catholic faith, against the Catholic moral teachings, against what the doctors and church fathers have taught in regards to law, the king would not allow it to be put into law for the country. Because not only would it hurt the person's moral standings, it also hurt their conscience to go against what they believe. So who has claim to the throne of England? It is still the House of Wessex. There are quite a few members of the House still alive today. I am one of those members. I found out there's a good number of them still in the UK, which is great, but I have no idea if they still hold on to the Catholic faith, or if they had to be had to give it up to become Anglican to work in the government, which is another thing that would not be done. denying one's faith so you can work at a job. Who in the right mind would make that part of a law where you have to give up being a practicing Catholic in order to get a job? That is not right. That is not just. So you leave the true faith for a heresy. So you can just work in the government office. These things that have been put in place since I was a teen. These things are immoral, unjust, and attack the conscience of every Christian in the UK. What has happened to as I continue to go back and forth on her boyfriend, this other journalist, Laura Southern, now us at Order Militaris. I'm still not a brain around you, folks. I have never, ever seen anything like it in my 29 years of living so far. I have never seen it. Where you are detained because you are a journalist or activist who is going there to speak on the freedom of speech and the dangers of what is hindering freedom of speech. That gets you detained for 3 days in a detainment center for the next day after their release, a terrorist killed a man in that detainment center. Those legal fees they're going to go through are going to be expensive to clear their names and records and everything else. Well, we're going to have to go through about the same process, but a little different. Racketeering court for the damages to the company. True solutions to these awful problems. First, the imprisoning of Jada and Paul for exposing Islamic gang rape shops, doing the work of the police when they're supposed to be doing a political party. You know it's so bad there that you have to take investigations into your own hands when you're a political party. If I lived in the UK, I would vote Britain first. Since I'm British descent, ancestor of the royal houses, blah 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 blah, American citizen, I'll support them across the pond and pray for them daily that they make it out of the prisons alive. It all started with Jada and Paul. All of a sudden, it snowballed and it's gotten worse. I mean, it's unfathomable, folks. It's just, what would stop all this madness? Returning back to Christ, to actual Christian principles and Christian way of government. Because everything going on in the UK government is focused on protecting the terrorists, rape, kidnap people, sell them, and all other sorts of things. I sure hope my listeners in the UK can share this show. I'm sorry I can't do the show properly for the second hour, second part. I'm still mind blown about the proceedings that happened before the show. The solution is to all these problems is that we need to restore the government back to Christ. That means from the top down. That means restoring the throne of Great Britain back to Christ and His Catholic Church. Getting all those unjust laws off the books have caused these problems. Because England, Great Britain, UK is not a secular nation. It is not an atheistic nation. It is not an Islamic nation. It is not a Jewish nation. It is a Christian nation. And when I mean Christian, I mean Catholic. The only way to fix these problems, folks, is restoring the Catholic Church to her pride and glory in the UK. That's it. Restoring Christ back to the Great Britain's monarchy. Restoring the dowry back to our Blessed Mother. Once that is done and things start trickling down back into just orders, everything centered and focused on Christ and the Catholic faith. Not the watered down mess you get in the pulpits. Unless you have are blessed to have a proper priest who preaches with actual faith. But the authentic faith restored back to Britain. That is all that is missing, folks. And so I'll end it with that. Please listen to our first part of the show that will be on the podcast, along with this second part. If you're in the United States, contact your senators, House representatives about this issue, about the UK attacking the U.S. corporation, Montana Corporation, Ordo Militaris Catholicus. If you are a UK citizen, contact your parliamentary leader, contact your ambassador, say, knock it off with attacking this company. If you're in any part of Europe, contact whoever in charge, your ambassador to the UK. Do the same. Say, do not attack this corporation. Thank you for your support. If you are a lawyer out there who's done racketeering cases, call the headquarters at Militaris Catholicus. Go to ordo-militaris.us. Go to the contact page. Look for the office number. All right, folks, this is AJ for Ordo Militaris Radio. Signing off. Day is full.